Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're joined by Rick Velotta. He is the tourism and gaming reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Big R in Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000-square-foot clothing store and a whole lot more. For the cold days ahead, jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, insulated bib overalls, thermal underwear, beanies, and merino wool socks. Big R. Hardware, clothing, and a whole lot more.
Remember 2010 in Northern Nevada, 13 to 14% unemployment, thousands of homes in foreclosure, Nevada's casinos closing? Families in the Reno-Sparks area were hurting. Many were losing everything. Then Story County launched a game changer for our region, a public-private industrial partnership, streamlined permitting, slashed bureaucracy, attracting Fortune 500 companies that made Nevada their home. Story County generated a river of cash to area communities. Economic studies by the state and others for the Gigafactory consistently show positive economic benefits for our region. $4 billion in local wages, $17 billion in consumer spending and economic activity, over $100 million in taxes to Washoe, Story, Reno, Sparks, and Nevada, just for the Gigafactory alone. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
It's the $200,000 cars and cash giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win cars and cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We are always delighted to be joined by Rick Velotta. He covers gaming and tourism for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, a week ago, we were in Vegas, my wife and I, and we got to be standing outside the Sphere and observing all the stuff that was on it. This past couple of days, we actually got to go to the Sphere and see the movie. And what a remarkable thing that is.
That's what a lot of people say. They're, you know, you hear about it, you read about it, you think you have an understanding of what goes on inside, but it really doesn't do justice until you actually put your 2 feet in the building and then watch with your own eyes this this fantastic film that was, the film is not that great, but the film presentation is astonishing. It's just off the charts. It delivers everything that they say it was going to deliver and more.
And you know, it's funny you say that, because what I thought, I mean, I went with my director, Dave Block, and what I said was it was more like a demo for all the things that Sphere can do than it was necessarily a great movie. It's only about, 49 minutes long.
Yeah, it's not a long film. Yeah. And part of the attraction of when you buy your ticket for $49 or $79 or whatever it is you're going to pay to get in to see the film is part of what they call the Sphere experience.
Yes.
In which they demonstrate some of the technological advantages of the Sphere. And you can you can see it all and hear it all right there, including the what always blows me away is the beam forming, the directed sound. You can stand in one circle and hear the saxophones of a riff that's being played. You moved, 3 or 4 feet to your right, and then you hear the keyboards playing, and then you move another 4 feet to your right, and you'll hear a trumpet part of that piece. If it's a jazz piece, then all these instruments are playing simultaneously. You can hear each one individually, depending on where you're sitting and standing.
And also, the seats are part of the performance.
Yes.
Because things happen on the screen and you feel a vibration through your entire body.
Yeah, the haptic seat system, and then there's also environmental details within the building that kind of like you smell things and kind of feel the precipitation of things, you know, depending on what the context of the movie is. And then you're right, they show all of that and more when they display the film. Good demonstration of what the capabilities are of that building.
One of the other things that I found interesting was they give you about an hour from the time the doors open till the time the movie begins to enjoy the building itself.
Right.
And going up, we were in the middle at the back. And the escalators are like London subway escalators. They are so steep and so long, you don't realize just how big that building really is until you're there.
It's pretty astonishing. People can see it from miles away when they're on the outside, so you know it's big. But when you actually go inside and you experience some of the up and down the escalators and elevators that they have in there, you get a better appreciation for just how grand the structure is. Did you also notice all the formulas that were on the walls in different places?
Right.
That was something that I thought was really interesting. And I asked one of the guides there. I said, "What are these all about? What do these formulas mean?" And they say, "Oh well, every single equation that's illustrated on a wall has something to do with the construction of the sphere." So. I'm not a mathematician, but I could appreciate the fact that there are certain formulas that are necessary to make a structure like that happen.
The other thing that I thought was interesting was all the robots, the AI robots. Dave was having a conversation with one of them that was quite interesting. He asked a question I don't think the robot wanted to answer, or its programmer didn't want it to answer. Can you talk about that for a second?
Sure. There are several robots in there. They're all called Aura, and they answer questions. If you ask the right questions, they'll answer any type of a question that might be of interest to you about the building itself. But then some people like to ask personal questions, and they'll ask certain things about, what do you do when there are people that are not around, Aura? And our response, well, what do you do when people are not around, human? That was the response that I received. So they're entertaining as well as educational. And I think one of the things that's going to be interesting in the future for the Sphere is that Las Vegas school children will be able to go into the building and see some of these technological marvels and how they work. And having a conversation with Aura is certainly part of that.
A couple of the things stand out. It costs more than Allegiant Stadium to build.
That's right.
Which is stunning. What, $2.3 billion?
Correct.
And the other thing, which I didn't realize, but of course makes total sense, is because Las Vegas Sands contributed the land for the Sphere, that there is a bridge that goes all the way from the Sphere into the Venetian.
Right.
And so we found that was an easier way to get in and out than going there directly. But also just the idea that you're going to have between 15,000 to 20,000 people a day able to transport between those two properties.
That's, and then when you only have 300 parking spaces on site, that kind of tells you that there's going to be some people parking in other places. And that's actually become kind of an issue for Las Vegas, is that people are a little bit insulted by the high price of some of the parking that's going in.
Oh, you mean $40 for parking?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then one of the partners is obviously Venetian. They were free parking for the longest time, ever since they opened. But when just before the Sphere opened, they decided to charge for parking. You get somewhat of a break when you're a local and you have a Nevada license that you can show. But the reality is that it costs a lot more to park than in some. It costs almost as much to park as it does for some of the tickets that are out there. And there are there's a lot of inside information spreading over websites on how you can dodge that. Well, you can park at a free place and then walk a long way, or you can find the cheapest place to park, which right now I think is at the Hughes Center, which is like right next door to the Sphere. But for events, they will open their parking garages. And then there's, of course, Treasure Island, which is kind of across the strip. It's a longer walk, maybe a half mile, but at least the parking is free.
Yes. You know, the issue for the folks that wanted to have free parking was that people would park at their properties and then walk or Uber to the properties that were charging. And so it didn't make sense. And so eventually they had to up the price.
And the other interesting thing is that there are people who are visiting that really still don't know the scope of how big Las Vegas is. Right. An Uber driver told me the other day that he picked up a rider at Venetian to drive to Sphere. And it was surge pricing at the time. So like a 10-minute walk was instead like a $20 fare or something like that.
Yes. One definitely has to watch the surge pricing. I have found that if it comes up on my phone as surge pricing, that is the time to take a regular taxi,
right,
and you're going to get a better deal. But it's fascinating to me to just see this project in its reality. Now, you also have gone, we talked about this a little bit the last time you were on, you've gone down to L.A. where they have, what is it, a quarter size or a half size?
Yeah, but quarter size, of the actual Sphere. That's where they do a lot of their production work. Got to see some of the camera equipment that they use to make the films that, like Darren Aronofsky's film, used that big camera. Specialized in every way. It's going to be going into space, or maybe it already has gone into space at this time, so we're going to be seeing some films that involve even more of the physical Earth, which the Sphere illustrates so well. They actually put these films together, do the production work at the Burbank studio, and then if it plays well, then they'll make it to the Sphere itself. And we've heard that there's another film in progress that will probably open in about a year. So the Aronofsky film Postcard from Earth is going to be there for quite a while. Certainly there are going to be some entertainment acts that are going to be there. I'm still waiting to see what they're going to do with things like these video game tournaments, these esports that are have become popular because they promised to do that. And then also UFC is talking to the Sphere people about having an event there at the Sphere. I have no idea what that's going to look like, because you can only imagine with a screen that large that there's going to be something pretty dynamic up on screen.
Yeah, you may be getting blood on your clothing from something that big. You know what I was thinking was that it would be cool to see an actual regular movie that you might see at IMAX, for example, on that screen, because it's so vast. That would be stunning, because, and it would also take your mind away from the fact that you were looking at this as a new project, because it would get you involved in the movie, but it would have so much more ability to involve you in the movie.
I think that part of the problem with that is the formatting.
Yes.
I asked one of the directors about that, and they said, well, if you did something like that, there'd be big pieces on the screen that there would be no image there, because it just doesn't cover that large area of the interior sphere.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that is the case today, but if you remember back when IMAX first came out, those were all documentaries,
right,
and you never saw a regular movie. Now they make movies that are specifically designed to start out in IMAX and then go to all the other formats.
I think you're right. This is the future of the building. It's going to be one of those things where we see how it evolves, and they're constantly coming up with new ideas on what they're going to do with it, both inside and out. We see all these images when we're walking along outside the Sphere, and then they use it as an advertising medium as well. So it's constantly evolving, and I'm sure it's going to get better and better as the time passes.
I don't disagree. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Rick Velotta after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning, or throughout the night. Professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Bellotta. He covers gaming and tourism for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So, Tig Segerbloom was here, and he was talking about the construction for Formula One, and that is taking up so much of the roadway on the route with the stands and the boxes and all the rest of it. How is this going to be that it's going to go up and back down and up again for potentially 10 years?
I think a lot of us are wondering that very, we ask that very question. What is this going to look like? When you talk to Steve Hill over at the LVCVA, he said, yeah, this first year is going to be really kind of ragged because we're doing it for the first time. But after we get a little bit of experience behind us, it's not going to be quite so bad. But right now, I'm sensing a little bit of irritation with a lot of people in town from both the traffic perspective and the what's in it for me perspective. Because right now, the average Las Vegan would not be able to afford to attend some of these Formula One events. One of the things that that kind of caught me a little off guard was that they said, oh, we're going to have some special tickets that are a little bit less expensive for local residents only. And I thought, oh, well, that's kind of a nice thing. But then we find out that it's only for the practice run and not for the race itself.
Right, right. The other thing that Tick brought up was not just locals driving, but also people trying to get to work at the casino resorts. That's been a nightmare for them too.
Yeah, and the LVCVA, knowing that this was going to be a problem, initiated a plan that was approved by the LVCVA Board of Directors, in which the people who work in some of that interior part of the track. It's the track is a big circle around several different resorts, and those are the ones who are going to have the most problem accessing. Well, instead, they will be parking at the Las Vegas Convention Center parking lots, and then they'll have to take a shuttle bus into their job locations. They're going to have some of these temporary bridges that are going to be placed to allow vehicles to go into the interior part of the track area, but those are mostly for emergency vehicles and for large buses and shuttles.
I'm not against Formula One. I mean, I think it's an exciting, wonderful event, and it's going to do great for Las Vegas in terms of worldwide publicity, as well as the potentially $1 billion weekend that of when it's here. But it's just putting all this stuff up, roadways, bridges, plus all the stuff on the ground, and then taking it down and then putting it up again 9 months later.
Yeah, people were really, really disappointed that the trees in front of Bellagio were removed. The company, MGM Resorts International, has said that the trees will be replaced. Well, some of those trees are not going to be replaced. They're just too large, and they could not have possibly saved them to return. And it's all for sight lines from the grandstands that are being built above the Bellagio fountains. which is another disappointment for some people. If you're walking along the boulevard on the Bellagio side of the street, you can't walk there anymore because everything is a construction zone, and it's a place for those grandstands that have been built.
By the way, it was a lot easier to drive into Bellagio because there were no people, because there was no walking traffic there. It was
that's true. And
one
benefit. And once you get inside, though, then you have you're still going to be able to see the fountain show, but you can only walk so far down those pathways that are along the lake in order to view it. I've been there a couple of times, and the indication to me was, well, first of all, there were some people who said, what is this? I don't even know what this is. And you have to explain to them what the Formula One race is all about and how billions of dollars are going to be brought into the community because of the fact that this is a big international event. So we'll be seeing tourists from all over the world, in addition to the views that people get on television and on social media that kind of advertise Las Vegas as a place where exciting things happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What was the after effect of when Formula One was threatening that if you were a restaurant or property that were not a sponsor, that they were going to either shine lights into your building or blockade you unless you paid, I think it was $150 per person for however many seats you had in your
place. I think that's still under negotiation. But
really?
It's something that threat has been made.
Okay, and just to point out to people, we're taping this on the 25th of October, so if things change by the time you watch this, but it's still under negotiation.
Yeah, and these are mostly the small outlets that are out there that have strip side seating for their restaurants and things like that. It's I think all the resorts are pretty much on board, and that's already been figured out, resolved.
But I think there was one restaurant that had about $1.5 million liability at that level. Crazy. All right, more with Rick Velotta. So much going on after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
'Tis the season for the Holiday Cash Express at Tamarack Casino. We're trimming the tree with weekly cash giveaways, including a $5,000 winner every Saturday, plus $70,000 in grand prize stocking stuffers, including two $15,000 holiday cash winners guaranteed. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He covers gaming and tourism for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So in the middle of all this, the culinary has been negotiating with the casinos, and now they're threatening potential strikes for both Formula One and Super Bowl. What's the latest you can share with us?
Well, and this show will air after this happens, but there's going to be a major demonstration on the boulevard, in which the culinary union said that 75 members of the union will be arrested for civil disobedience. I was a little curious about how they could be so precise about that number, but it appears that this is all pretty much choreographed, and the resorts kind of expect it. They know that there's a lot of pressure tactics that are being used by the union, but I think most of the people that are close to this information, the resorts, and also some of the analysts that cover the resort industry, they believe that a deal will be made prior to Formula One, which I think a lot of people are a little bit jittery about that because Formula One is fast approaching. But at the same time, there's a lot of confidence that something's going to happen in a positive way and that we won't be seeing a strike.
You know, this whole concept of people being arrested goes back to over years with station casinos, where people knew exactly who was going to be arrested. Right. And I don't know, it just seems to me to be kind of bizarre that Metro goes along with this, where they're arresting people that they know are doing this deliberately, and it's all part of this big publicity event.
Yeah, it's very choreographed. And you know, what would be interesting is if Metro didn't arrest them, but I don't know that that's going to happen, and that they would even be able to do that or ignore somebody blocking a major street in Las Vegas. They're not going to let that go unchecked. So we're expecting people to be arrested. We expect that they would be identified because they're the ones who are being arrested have wristbands, and the ones that that we know of are going to it's going to be a scene, and it'll be something that'll get lots of publicity.
Forgive me for laughing, but it's a French movie in the concept that the people to be arrested are wearing wristbands so they can be identified by the police. It's Las Vegas. Rick Velotta, this time goes by so fast. Thank you so much for doing this, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks again for having me.
You're very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
7 at 7 is a newscast built for your smartphone. It's a 7-minute newscast available every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at lvrj.com. We don't waste your time, and we give you the day's top stories.
We at the RJ have noticed some similarities between us and a certain BTS character, RJ.
Plus the latest in Las Vegas business, weather, health, and entertainment news. 7 at 7 streaming now on your smartphone.
Tis the season for the Holiday Cash Express at Tamarack Casino. We're trimming the tree with weekly cash giveaways, including a $5,000 winner every Saturday, plus $70,000 in grand prize stocking stuffers, including two $15,000 holiday cash winners guaranteed. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, and thanks to everyone at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas for their help, including Don, Shane, Crystal, and George. We'll see you.